It had to be you. We welcome you to another segment of the U.S. Journal of Academics audio series about studying in the USA. It had to be you. Yes, you. Highly talented students from around the world who know that the next step in your success is to select a U.S. campus where you would like to study. We invite you to learn more at usjournal.com. That's usjournal.com. This is Cheryl of usjournal.com. We make it easy for you to express your personal preferences and choose a college or university in the United States that can accommodate you warmly.
How can you make it easy for me? There are so many choices, I don't know where to begin.
Begin at usjournal.com. That's usjournal.com.
Then what?
Then you will be presented with a number of choices. For example, you may choose to access our information in 14 different languages. That's particularly helpful if you want to share our information with your parents, who may prefer to read it in their native language.
Do I need to register or pay something at usjournal.com?
No, there's no need to register or pay. The site is completely free to use for students, parents, advisors, counselors, educators, or anyone else interested in U.S. academics. We respect your right to privacy as well. All inquiry forms within our sites are voluntary and feature secure server encryption for your protection. We do not share your information except to provide services you requested.
So, how do I use your site?
There are several ways to use our site. You may select your academic preferences from our simple form. You can use our U.S. map to search geographically. You can listen to other audio files about studying in the USA. If you prefer, you can also review profiles of our featured U.S. campuses, or you can go directly to U.S. campus websites. If you'd like, you can call me on the telephone and we can discuss your plans. We also have RSS XML feeds available for downloading for your convenience.
I know what I want to study. I just don't know where.
Then you should use our simple campus selection page. You may choose your academic level, field of study, amount you or your sponsor can pay per academic year, and your geographic preference in the USA.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Under academic level, you may choose bachelor degree, master degree, PhD, or less traditional options like short-term training for English language programs, or internships, summer programs, or distance learning options. Under field of study, you may select options like business management, engineering, math or computer sciences, law, social sciences, physical or life sciences, or the arts.
What about the level of funding? I don't have a lot of money.
Proof of financial support in the form of official bank statements is required for admission. Costs to study in the USA range from about $15,000 to $40,000 per year for tuition, fees, accommodations, books, health insurance, and living costs. It is quite expensive, but it's well worth your investment. Employers around the world recognize the value of a U.S. degree. We have a financial aid and scholarship page that features a number of resources to assist you in funding your U.S. education.
What other resources do you have at usjournal.com?
We provide the latest information about obtaining a student visa, attending U.S. education fairs around the world, taking tests such as TOEFL, that's Tests of English as a Foreign Language, and other issues related to fulfilling your dream of studying in the USA. To learn more, go to usjournal.com. That's usjournal.com.
So, what do I do first?
First, think about your own individual academic objectives. Remember, it had to be you. Ask yourself questions that only you can answer to determine which U.S. campus you would like to attend. What are your academic and career goals? How have you prepared yourself to study in the States? How well can you speak, read, and write the English language? Have you taken an English proficiency test? Most colleges and universities offer English as a second language courses to specifically cater to international students and non-native English speakers. What particular academic field do you want to pursue? Would you like to study at a large university with thousands of other students, or would you prefer a smaller setting with fewer classmates? What part of the United States do you want to study? Would you like to live in a major metropolitan area like New York City, Atlanta, or Los Angeles? Or would you prefer a more rural campus? What length of time would you like to study in the States? For just one semester? For a short-term associate's degree program? For a four-year degree? For doctoral or research work? What are your financial resources? If your resources are limited, you may consider shorter-term options such as certificate programs, summer programs, internships, or distance learning or online degrees. Remember, the entire process begins with you. Chances are, the United States offers an academic program that can accommodate you perfectly. For the latest information, go to usjournal.com. That's usjournal.com. We invite you to download, listen to, and forward our series of MP3 audio files to friends and relatives who are also interested in studying in the USA. We look forward to hearing from you. Special thanks to Eugenia Martin del Campo and usjournal.com, the U.S. Journal of Academics.